And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. Chamber's uniquely qualified to help you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We're joined on the phone now by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how's your Wednesday been?
It's been good.
Glad to hear it. And I understand, before we get into some of the business of the commissioners' meeting from last night, I understand that you got a bit of a personnel announcement recently. I wonder if you could share that with us.
Certainly. Our county manager, Bonnie Hammersley, informed the commissioners earlier and employees and staff that she is going to gave us her 90-day notice for retirement. So her last day will be July 17th with the county. She's been with us 10 years.
That's a lot of budget making in 10 years. What's the what are the next steps for the commissioners?
Okay. Well, so our next steps, I emailed our county attorney and our HR director, John Roberts and Brenda Bartholomew, just to find out, you know, well, what are there special laws? What does the law say for county managers and contracts and what's open session, what's closed session? I was part of a school board superintendent search back 2011-12. So, and only Earl McKee was a commissioner when they hired Bonnie. So the rest of us haven't been through the process. And John let us know that there's great flexibility, really, and gave us some history. Anything about the process will be open session, but as far as like reviewing applications, you know, discussing applicants, contract negotiations, that it is closed session. So I think here, and the law gives you some horrible options, like appoint the county board commissioner chair to be the interim manager. That's not happening.
There we go. It's a quick fix, right?
Oh, God. I guess, you know, times were older and smaller. I don't know. You know, I don't know the history of the law. I'm not a lawyer. But it was like, oh, my gosh, no. Or some other member of the board, too. It's like, no. But you have options to, you know, appoint an interim, do a search, not do a search, appoint some other agent of the county. We do have some flexibility there. And but the county manager does serve at the pleasure of the Board of Commissioners. So we don't have to follow all the other personnel rules about searches. And that's why they are under contract. They have an actual contract, as does the county clerk and the county attorney. So, you know, we wish her well. She's really done a great job with the county. We're in a good place. I'm glad she's staying with us to get through this budget season. And then we'll have to think on, I'm a slow thinker, I have to think on these things and consult with our board about, you know, what next steps we'd like to take.
It's the voice of Jamesetta Bedford, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, sharing with us the news that County Manager Bonnie Hammersley has announced her retirement. And when did you say that was coming up? She'll be on through July?
July 17th, yes.
All right. So on to the business of the Board of Commissioners meeting last night. There were three things that caught my eye that I wanted to get a little bit of clarification on. One is the Home Investment Partnership Program. What is the latest on that?
Sure. So that you know, it's not a lot of money. It's just under $500,000. It's $500,000. My brain's a little fried from tax season. But the advisory group met. The four elected officials, Commissioner Cody Ascott represents the county, and had applications worth $1.3 million, almost $1.4 million, and we only have funding for $511,000. And recommending, we did last night was open a public hearing. There was nobody there to speak. Close a public hearing, and then if we had some questions. But there is a CASA project, you know, and CASA works with those with disabilities, mental health issues, for affordable housing. That's ongoing, starting, I guess it's starting up in Hillsboro area. And so it's recommended for $314,000 to them. And then the Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness, it's recommended to do $197,000. You know, these are round numbers for the rapid rehousing program. So, and that to our board, that sounded very, very good, you know. And then they have to through May 10th for public comment, and then they'll come back to the boards with a, you know, approve the proposal so they can send it off to HUD.
Visiting with James out of Bedford, talking about the Orange County Commissioners meeting from last night. Another item on that agenda that caught my eye was the Lands Legacy Action Plan. How long has, I need an exact date, but is this something that's been in existence that we're revisiting, or is this a new thing?
They update it every 3 years. It's been in existence, I think, since 2004, that there is a Lands Legacy programming and funding. I don't know how long they've been doing the 3-year plans, but our advisory boards, the Climate Action, Climate Commission for the Environment, and the Ag Preservation Group, and the Historic Preservation Group, and then our Parks and Council all gave input into this plan. And it was actually kind of really fun. And one of the fun things you do to spend people's taxpayer dollars is that, you know, through this and through Lands Legacy, as well as conservation easement funding, and with a lot of nonprofit matches and state matches, they've been able to conserve like 2,800 acres and then preserve parks and nature preserves over 1,100 acres since that time. So there are things like the Mountains to Sea Trail, trying to incorporate what we heard just a couple of weeks ago with the wildlife corridors along the Eno and throughout the county, incorporating racial equity as well as our new strategic plan into, you know, just how can we fund more of these projects, especially we're losing farmland. So, and, you know, where their criteria, which is really important. So it's not just, oh, I like you, I'm going, you know, why don't we do it for this farmer or something? But yeah, there are criteria and state matching points, and it's a slow process. So we have to stay flexible too. But it was, yeah, everybody was very supportive, and it really meets climate action goals. And it's kind of sort of the nice things about living in Orange County that you can get out of town in just a few minutes and be in some beautiful natural areas. But how do we work with NCDOT to make sure that highways, you know, have animal crossings so that we can maintain that diversity, that biodiversity too.
The other item on that agenda that caught my eye was the conversation around potentially having some voter education on the schools bond referendum coming up. What did the board decide in that conversation?
Yes, we did pass a budget amendment so that there will be $50,000 available. So we will, we followed the pattern from 2016 bond education committee. Each school district will appoint a school board member up to, and you know, two, or they might have a school board member and a staff. It's up to them. So that's four positions. And then we'll have two commissioners, which we won't decide till, I guess, all of this, June 4th. And then three public, anybody who lives in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District, three from Orange County who live in the Orange County School District, to try and get a good blend of folks who can educate. And of course, they can't advocate. You know, this is, again, when you use taxpayer dollars, you have to be sharing facts with folks who may vote for it and folks who may not vote for it. And it's about getting and encouraging people to vote. So, We all approved it. There were some questions about making sure the school PIOs and our Todd McKee is going to run this for the county. He'll be our staff lead with our information office, community services office. And then the applications are live on the website right now, so folks can apply. It's the same application for any advisory board. But so tell us why you'd want to serve on this education committee and you know, what you would bring to the board, to that group.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford, and I wanted to switch gears here. We've just got a couple minutes left, but I've been thinking a lot for Not a particular reason, but we are getting nearer the completion of the 203 South Greensboro project. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit from the county commissioner's standpoint. I know that most everybody that you talk to is in favor of this and understands the value that this will bring to Carrboro and to South Orange County. I wonder, the one thing that people do bring up is the price tag. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that from the commissioner's standpoint.
Well, the price tag. Okay, so for the building, I guess the county has about 55% ownership. It's a co-op kind of situation with Carrboro. And we will have the Southwest branch of the library as well as our skills center and whatever that share of the parking garage is. Now, as far as I know, the contract that we did 2 years ago, that's held. Now, we did have to do some value engineering, and we weren't able to put solar on it. But we've used the climate tax group so that there will be solar on it. That's the last I heard. So that's a plus. And then we've ordered the furniture, the fixtures, I guess they're putting the books on bookshelves. I remember reading the agenda item, whatever, you have couches, you got to have little kids' seats, you got to have all of that because it takes a bit of time. So I guess I haven't followed the concern now, but the operating costs, we have a little bit of concern, but it originally was projected for the county to cost about $500,000 a year, to staff the branch. And now we've been told the estimate is about $800,000 a year. So the manager, she'll present the budget in early May, and we'll have a firmer number. They're still working on the budget, so we'll have a firmer number for what that is going to cost.
And then the other side of this is a lot of folks just kind of think about it as being the library building, and I'm sure that'll be a lot of its identity, but there are some other pretty important things going in there, and one of those things is the Skills Center, which I think is a lot of folks excited about seeing that move down closer to a population center.
Yes, the Europa building where it's at now temporarily, since we moved the visitor center and contracted out that building where they had been in downtown Chapel Hill. Being downtown in Carrboro is so much easier access for everyone. And this is on one bus line, it's on multiple bus lines, and just better for folks to reach out to. And Carrboro has started a building naming committee. I think it's Sally and Anna. I know Sally for sure, and I think it might be Anna Richards, who are our reps on, they're going to name the building, but that's Carrboro's, to me, that's Carrboro's decision. It's their building. We are co-owners with them, we're cooperative sharers of the building. They'll have, a teen center and some Parks and Rec and other major space in the building as well.
Jamesetta, it's just about time to go, so I thank you again for taking time for us this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, I'll talk with you then. Thank you.